So I've been putting a lot of thought into this New Age agenda and how they're seeing all this new stuff, new technology or whatever. And I finally figured it out. I could be wrong. You know, it's usually just a little bit dawns on you here, there, and then all the puzzle pieces eventually fit together. But I think what's happening here is we're coming up on the culmination of the ages, where Jesus is going to be revealed in all things. And as we approach that culmination, the spirit realm sees it happening. There are saints out there, and it's written in the Bible, but there's saints out there who know more than they're saying online. And a lot of them probably already dead, but saw stuff. I mean, even like 1984 book and 1920 Metropolis, all, you know, back in the 1920s and even before, there were saints that saw the future and saw the culmination of the ages because the Bible talks about it. And so I think what's happening is the spirit realm, there's a shift in the spirit realm. And so the fallen angels, the devil has to, they have to follow him, you know, they have to promote the lie that he's promoting. But it's actually there's no new lie. It's the same lie in Genesis 3. They just put a spin on it, different name on it. If you go to the book of John, 15, 16, 17, somewhere in there, talks about oneness with Christ, and the whole reality is about being brought back to God through Jesus. And that's why the demons want to possess a human. Or if they can't possess, they want to do a proxy obsession, possession. It's not a possession, it's an obsession. They want to get close because they want to experience that kind of love because they miss it, you know. They know what it's about. They know they messed up. Just like a narcissist, they know they messed up. And so the reality is we've got a situation where the spirit realm is revealing to the new age an agenda that is similar, but it's a copycat system, you know. We know that the age of Aquarius and the new world order and all that stuff, we know there's going to be a tribulation. We know there's not going to be an age of Aquarius like they think, but it's going to be a 1,000-year reign of Jesus. There's going to be peace for 1,000 years. That's clear. So the devil has to co-opt it, just like the aliens. Actually, the saints are the aliens. Like Jesus and his saints come back to rule the earth for 1,000 years. So they have to co-opt it, make the aliens look like the evil ones. And they've got they're trying to use Star Wars and technology to shoot down the aliens, you know. They're trying to fight against God, in other words. And so I just saw a car said Mad Town on the side. It's mad, all right. It's insanity. It's a mad place. So this whole agenda is to fight against God, fight against his, and weird, what's weird is they know they're going to lose, but they're doing it anyway. So because they know they're going to lose, I think they want to just destroy the earth. And that was an episode in Doctor Who. They just want to destroy the earth now. They know it's a simulation for the saints. And it's also in a recent movie, The Eternals. The Eternals wake up to realize that the earth is just birthing in sons of a god back, you know, according to the movie. So they know that this earth is just a birthing system to birth in saints. And so they wake up to it, and they know that they can't stop it, so they want to destroy it. I mean, the higher level ones, you know. That's why they were able to produce that movie called Eternals. But they do a reverse psyop and say, oh, it's bad that God is using the earth plane, the natural plane, the flesh plane, to birth in spirit creatures. And so they have to co-opt everything. And so everything's being co-opt. And it's like, all these people online are agents, and they're just ignorant agents. Now, some of them do it on purpose. Some of them are sold out to the devil, but they're just agents. They're ignorant agents. And when you're rubbing shoulders with them, it's hard to even see past it. It's like, what? It's just hard to believe. It's just hard to believe. And so, and the reason it's hard to believe is because it's a spiritual thing. It's a spirit realm. So let me say this. Go watch the movie Eternals. Understand that God is using the earth plane to birth in sons of God. It's a birthing place. Go watch the Doctor Who series. I can't remember. I'll try to put the link below. But it was one of the series where the Doctor had one of his companions wake up to realize, hey, are we in a simulation? And he had to finally say, yeah, this is a simulation, but I can send a message to the real doctor in the real world. And so the ones who woke up to the fact that they were in a simulation, they thought, well, what is my life? You know, what is my life? The NPCs woke up and says, what is my life? It's a simulation. What is the meaning of life? So they could walk through one door and there was different simulations going on. And so they walked in, and the lady who hadn't woke up yet, his companion, she said, what are y'all doing? We're going to kill ourselves. Why? Because it's a simulation. And they said, how is that possible? We can prove it. And they proved it with the numbers. Call out a number. And everybody called out the same number. And so she went and ran to the doctor. He said, yeah, we're simulations because the devil, the unseen creatures are using this simulation to try to get back to some kind of unity consciousness. The demons are trying to use the simulation to learn how to get to unity consciousness, and they're using mankind. They're using these new age agents and who don't even know they're agents to try to, they're being used in the simulation. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is crazy. It's a mad, mad, mad world right now. The devil's going crazy. He wants that unity consciousness through the human and the AI program. It's so insane. It's off the roof. It's off the roof, people. This is real. It's not even a joke. I wish it was a joke. But they're telling you in all their series, Doctor Who, all the series are revealing it. It's wild.